Many pieces of you are useful to me, even if I didn't put them there. I can always count on a few pieces of useful material to be in your brain, because you were interested in this kind of file in the first place. Some part of you has contemplated the feminine and has an image of what makes ideal feminine manifestation in you. You even know what the blockages, the interruptions, the things potentially getting in the way are. So let's go over them. Let's work them into you. My words are worth focusing on. Feel how they buzz and vibrate, moving the air, moving you. Words massaging you, taking the shape you have now, and pushing it, pressing it, encouraging it. The building blocks of the new you are already here in front of me, so I'm going to use them. Admire my voice. You enjoy it. Its feminine roll and tone. The way it reaches out to you. The fact you want to obey it. So, let that be the start. Admire femininity. Desire femininity. You have explored becoming more like your ideal image of feminized bliss. Perhaps in the way you walk, the shape of your body, the flow of your mind. 100. Well, if you keep listening, I'm going to keep adding, building, creating an image of feminine desire and bliss which matches what I have extracted from you, what I have seen about you, what I know you crave, and what would be most fulfilling. I am going to think only of two people while doing this. You and I. I will set aside the rest of the world and I will fixate you on me in the process. So you only think about two things. The tingling changes you already feel. And I myself, the focus of your desire, feminine joy and bliss, my own enjoyment of it, my own enjoyment of myself. I am happy with my body, my mind, my presentation, my manifestation. Starting from that understanding, there is much I can copy from myself and install in you. 99. And so we begin. The deeper you slide, the more I have you open so I can operate to change some thoughts, some variables, some parts of how you act and feel and express and perceive. Roll with it. Slide with it. Sway and slip and deepen for it. My voice, my will, my stated intentions, which you always knew. You asked them here. This is more intimate than just stumbling upon something. You chose something to let in. Your mind opens up, receptive. Be aware that my voice is here, focusing on bits of you that could change. And we will keep doing this together. When I want something, when I consider it mine, I want it in the best shape possible. Happy, fulfilled, aware of the new world. You crave this. You know things are being done to you, and you shiver to think of how much more we might do. 98. You know, in the core of your being, that for me to keep counting, keep talking, keep tempting, teaching, training, is your fondest and soon to be only desire. My dominant hand on the nape of your neck, feeling your skin, massaging, softening, and everything is a little softer when I am so engaged, so focused upon you. You accept this, as you have accepted so much else from me. You feel my desire manifesting in you. Move your hips. Instead of any other movement, permit yourself a tempting sway, a slide from side to side, a seductive wiggle. You're tempting me to change you, to form you, to manipulate you into a more pleasing shape. And what is pleasing to your mind just now is me. Something feminine in my intention, in my focus on you and designs for you, mingling with your need for a dominant guiding hand. Admit it. Feel right in this way, in this lesson, in this instruction. You are under my influence because this is the right place for you to be, and you have to own that. Admitting what you yourself need is the first step in the new you. 97. And she is not something I built. She is a manufacture, a realization, a tool of my training. 96. Now that you know that, the subroutines accelerate, the parts of you devoted to a softer, more feminine world for yourself. The parts of you which want that, regardless of all other thoughts, have drawn you closer to me, drawn you into my direct focus. As easy as breathing in, and in breathing in some fragment of perfume scent, some awareness of the soft touch sliding down your back becomes more prominent. 95. Every word I say is calculated, created, a part of your sinking desire to feel more. There is a glimpse in your vision, in your mind's eye, of soft clothing, soft skin, of curves, of the rightness of plush, full lips, and the warm tickling of your breasts in my hands as I shape you to my liking and to yours. This is what you like, love, lust for, crave. A woman controlling a woman, natural, normal. Because we all have our own strength, the things we are good at. 94. You, for example, have been very good at getting in your own way up until now. You have built this beautiful, elaborate feminine presence, this awareness of yourself and who you truly are. And then you leave it caged up. This is a work of art we will set free, and you will know I had to do very little beside make you lust for, crave for, the bouncing breasts and squeezing thighs, and the way I make you wit, subjugated, submissive, controlled. You are made this way because it is an order of things, a hidden order you have kept even from yourself. 93. You absorb, attend to, and focus upon feminine influence. That is who you are, and that is how you act, how you think, how you align yourself with the world. You are under my influence because my words remind you of the received feminine presence you made inside yourself. The you who might feel more at home with a higher voice, bouncier chest, with cuter clothes. However, that feminine urge has built itself in you. I have little need to add it to you. All I need to do is put a clock on it. Only if you let that feminine awareness in movement, in style of dress, in your interactions with the world, truly run free, will it ever be free? You must free her, the you comfortable in feminine dress, feminine speech and thought and movement. 92. You watch every source of womanly presence and control you see, because you want to be controlled into being more like me. More like my movement and thought and word and deed would have you be. But your urge has an extra element. You want to be controlled by me, by someone like me, by a dominant woman. The desire to perform womanly grace, femininity, influence, is so strong inside your head that when any source of feminine influence which you admire gets catalogued for later, you might tell yourself all the feminine programming you've received is just going to waste, that it is somehow bouncing off, that all your other concerns have quelled it. This is really quite unlikely. If you know about the programming, it is inside your head. If you are tempted by its outcomes, its promises, you are subject to it. 91. Counting down to this realization means you and I are sharing something. We are sharing the experience of bringing you to where you need to be. Wanting to feel closer to me is something to be proud of. So feel closer. Open mind, ready and receptive. Envision my influence descending upon you. I want you to do more than just learn from me, more than just obey me. I want you to become more and more like me in those elements you admire, while becoming my perfect opposite in one other important way, by submitting. 90. You submit because it is the natural order. Two halves of the same very similar whole. My desire to control you is only complete when you have the desire to be controlled. In the same way, your desire to explore your feminine truth, the elements of performed femininity which most excite you, which most fulfill you, the parts that bring you to your truth, those parts are part of me. They are where we are the same. The parts of us that are the same, 89, tempt you, guide you, open your mind up, and then I begin to fill in that void. Your mind is a receptive sponge for all the feminizing hypnotic influence you can find, because it is also a receptive sponge for all feminizing influence, period. Because that is what you already are. And there is no amount of concern over other factors which will make you anything else. You are the she. Within and only being seen that way makes everything feel right. Own it. Admit it. And we're one step closer. 88. To where we need to be. Remember, in this deep place, and in the parts of your mind which are influenced by this deep, hypnotic control, you are more powerfully able to manifest things you need. And you are only concerned with the truth of your needs. You are concerned with me. You are concerned with you. Those things only, and the powerful influence of every feminizing thing touches you so deeply. The way that feminine movement captivates your eye, draws you in with lust and envy, and those are positive traits if they are guiding you to where you need to be. The way my voice brings seductive overtones, but also 87. My voice makes you long for who you already are inside and need to show the world. The world is missing out, my dear. I want you to manifest and experience feminine joy, rightness, realness, in a way you have ignored too long. 86. And you can only postpone the truth of your transformation for so long. You might say at first that you are still waiting for the transformation to take place. but I am giving you permission. Only you and I matter in this deep hypnotic place and in the deepest part of your mind. When you see a feminine influence you lust after, you will also notice how you envy its free expression. 85. Be the woman you already are inside. More than just something I'm going to encourage. Something I'm going to encode. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is habit forming. The most reassuring, relaxing, powerful thing in your life is to be perceived as you are, felt as you are, feminine and beautiful and appreciated and, yes, lustful and subjugated and submissive. You want and need each and every one of these things. Feel your mind open. 84. 82. 80. Each moment that passes, as you count down, sink down, follow me down to the place where I shape you into my ideal feminine serving, understanding counterpart. Each moment creates more desire in you to achieve what you have passed by and skipped over before. Your mind has always been open to feminine influence. And the examples and presentation and behavior of voice and body. You want your hormonal balance, your bodily composition, your movements, your voice, your tone, all of it. And you have skipped over so many opportunities, skipped over so many chances to become more outwardly the woman you, 79, so obviously are within, 77, 75. See yourself, visualize yourself walking through your day, experiencing everything a little more intensely. 73. When in a hypnotized state, your body can become more sensitive. Your mind can become more open. When you see a feminine way of walking, you would resist the urge to emulate it, resist the urge to let it show upon you, if you could learn from it. You might have said that others should not know how you are, who you are, really, inside. But when you are hypnotized, only you and I matter. And the secret is, you are always at least a little bit hypnotized. My influence is within you, always. And regardless of other action, know this, feel it. 71. I've made you open. I've made you just a little bit more vulnerable to everything feminine that you witness. Your speech will shift. Your awareness of your body will shift. This deep into trance, with so many numbers between waking and this place, you will find it only natural that you should speak in a certain way, act in a certain way. and you will improve on your own. Always watching for a more feminine way of doing everything, a way closer to the way you truly and really are. 68. The deeper you go, the more open your mind is. For most things, your brain, your awareness, will be just as they were before. But I am sensitizing you to one very particular womanly type of stimulus. Your knowledge of your own feminine presentation. You are the woman you have always been on the brink of becoming. 66. You have used so much energy to suppress her, to contain her, to hide the receptive faculty you have, the ability to observe the feminine and integrate it into your thoughts. You had it on the back burner. You had it in the background. Now it is a topic of our discussion and your training, which makes it paramount in importance, makes it everything you need. 64. Hypnosis is about ignoring the unimportant and letting only the important things matter. Anything truly important to you is more powerful when you are hypnotized and obedient. Your desire to submit, your desire for me to control you and pull the strings from inside, this builds up. It is overpowering you, and that is all right. That is how it should be. Let the power of my voice and your urge to be controlled combine into a feminine kind of control. 60. 55. Deeper, faster, farther. Feel the squirming desire, the way you move your hips from side to side, and feel your nipples becoming erect. Feel the wet need between your legs. Feel the purity of letting a voice more like mine, a tone more like mine, rise from your lips in fervid praise of what you have repressed for so long. Like any muscle, like any kind of restraint, eventually you must tire. Eventually you will relax enough that the feminine manifestation I so wish to see in you will make its way to the surface. And then you won't need the instructions from me, because you've given yourself even better ones all this time. 50. Any time you see a feminine source of desire, someone you both envy and lust for, you will incorporate her mannerisms, the ones you are missing, into your mind and actions. This is a process which is part of you. It is separate from willpower. It is just the process of being yourself. You exist with an awareness that your feminine urge and desire, the desires you have tried to suppress for so long, are part of what draws you to me. Under my influence, you both lust for and envy me. See my hand sliding down your neck. Imagine the sculpted, gentle, graceful sweep of your soft skin. The way my hand, 45, finds its way down between your legs, caresses along the soft, yielding flesh, feels you, experiences you, and you yield and submit. The way I bring you to completion just by touching you, and your body responds to the contact of a feminine hand, feminine voice, feminine mind, entirely consumed in remaking you in the image of your internal and true self. You respond with pleasure. Pleasure brings you closer, closer to being what I want you to be. 40. We are deep now, in the part of you that obeys, submits, finds itself complying with more than my commands, my desires, my hands shaping you, sliding between your legs, exploring your folds. Pleasure flows from feminine desire, from a woman's dominance of your feminine self. Feel graceful and clean and pure in the sensation. Sliding my fingers within you while my other hand explores your chest and your thighs, down your legs, gracefully sculpting, shaping, making and remaking inside of you. 35. Is the urge and desire for a more feminine shape something you have kept hidden and suppressed? It is going to be free soon. It is going to be you, she, your needs and desires, a good girl under my influence. Let yourself be what I want to explore, what I want to touch and control. Fucking my fingers into your pussy, the squeezing, is it so unusual? My voice has been within your mind all this time, that I might touch something deep and pleasurable in you to make you wet and willing is quite usual and quite desirable. Desire it. Desire me. Desire to be who you are. Good girl. Feel me moving my fingers in and out, touching your flesh, making it softer, making you deeper. 30. There are things you have not yet begun to do, which will make you more beautiful, more manifest, more feminine. You see them all the time. Anytime you feel those pangs of desire to manifest as the woman you are. 29. 28. We are growing closer to the core of you, where my commands will take root and guide you as you need to be guided. Let it take over. Let the feminine self take over. As you walk around in your everyday life, you will see beautiful women you both lust for and admire, and you will take the qualities you most admire and make your feminine self. This is something other than a command. This is your destiny. Your mind will bring you to feminine relief and release, whether I am involved or not. Because every hypnotic experience is about this now. About going deeper, about sliding under my influence to a place of graceful feminine truth. You are your feminine truth. You are the part of you yearning for this. My hands touch you. I push my fingers into the wet, squeezing center of your desire. You feel me rubbing my hands over your soft ass, across the back of your knees. You feel me touching you, rubbing you into softer, gentler, purer, more womanly joys. And you will do it on your own. Wax and soften, massage and bring yourself to full satisfaction. Feel how the space between your legs is a pleasured void. You get hot and wet from my voice. I massage your scalp. I rub down along your neck, down over your shoulders. Pinch your sensitive nipples. You are under this influence. You are aware of what you are. The same way my fingers are thrusting in and out of you, teaching you, training you. Your mind is open and vulnerable, open and aware, open and alert, alert for any feminine influence that will make you into the woman you have always been. 27, 26, 25. You go out into the world looking for ways to become more feminine, deeper, more relaxed, more aware and alert. Your open, sensitive, vulnerable mind will invite in every single feminine impulse you study, and you will study them. You have been taught what you are, awakened to it. Every day, your hypnotized mind. 23, 21, 19, 17, 15, 13. A deep part of you open to my influence. If you want to be mine, then let every feminine, womanly urge and idea you experience make you into a more fuckable, controllable woman. The woman you are deep inside. Surrender. Submit. 11. 9, 8, 7. Mine. The more soft and seductive you become, I push my fingers inside. I push these feminine ideas deeper. You are the woman you've built inside. I need only unleash that. Remind you that the deeper into hypnotic understanding you go, the more feminine your every step, every idea, every thought. It just is. How easily, When you are hypnotized, you change over from what you thought before to what you know now. The truth, the needed influence is in you. And every time you hear my voice, all the feminine changes will be locked in, pushed into you, the way my fingers are pushing in and out right now, until 6, 5, 4, 3. Admit it. Admit what you are, my good girl. 2, 1.